Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Late Night Girls. Oh, wow. For those of you listening, we know it's like five after. We apologize. We just have been some little technical difficulties. But we're here.
We're here.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you? How was your weekend?
The weekend was great. Yeah, absolutely. Because why? You spent it with me.
That's right. What?
So we had Camp Girly Girl happening this past weekend, a place for girls and their moms, their mother and daughter day. It was the third annual. It was a very, very awesome day.
Yes.
You and your daughter came up, right, and spent time. This is your first year here. So why don't you tell us how you and Kayla enjoyed it?
It was great, and I have to tell you, first Kayla was like, my 8-year-old daughter, she was like, I don't want to do this. What is this Camp Girly Girl? I don't feel like doing this. I don't want to go. And the whole time, she just didn't want to go. Then when we got there, it was so awesome. She didn't want to leave. She was all over the place. She was jumping, running. It was just really great, full of positivity, full of great people, full of great energy. And the activities, it was like a dance class. It was how to talk, speak, and act like a queen, which is my favorite one because they, you know, it's so positive. It shows you, you know, to know your worth, you know, and present yourself to the world like that. And it was just a really, really great time. And at the end of the day, I just felt totally new, like a new person. Like I wanted to do something new with myself, and I bonded with my dad at the same time. So it was absolutely
awesome.
Amazing. I have to tell you,
I've been doing this
for 3 years, but like you put this together so seamlessly and perfect. Oh, and about the Stevenson girls, I'll let you talk about that. But it was an absolute great time, and I can't even talk enough about it. So definitely we'll be back.
Thank you. I'm so glad to hear that. I did see Kayla dancing and having a great time and wanting to sing and everything. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. We have the Stevens sisters. These girls are awesome. First of all, they're 13 and 15 years old. Also, one of the girls, a 13-year-old, Adea, she was on season 2 of Fox's MasterChef Junior. She was a semifinalist. Now, these people and these kids that are on the show are like gourmet chefs, first of all. I mean, cooking exotic meals, everything about the kitchen. I mean, they beat me any day, seriously. And they've been cooking since like they're 8. There's another girl that was on the show. She was 9 years old from Connecticut. I mean, really, 9 years old? That's my son's age now. I can't even imagine him doing anything in that kitchen but the toaster and the microwave. seriously.
I hear you.
And I know I wasn't in the kitchen at 9. I might have passed my mom an egg. That was the extent of my kitchen duties. Seriously. So, yeah, they're very talented. They both play the guitar, sing, and write their own music. I mean, these girls are awesome. Right now they are having their website revamped and updated. I told their mom I would definitely be promoting them and pushing them and have them at every event that I could possibly have them at that's appropriate. And they will be at my Bad Girls Conference. So I am having the second interback. And I really hope that you can make this conference, Jen. It's in August. I've already got the date.
I am
29th.
Making it. Don't worry.
Yeah.
The day after my daughter's birthday? Let's think about that one. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Right? Oh, my God.
I'll be there.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm starting my excuses early. No, I'm kidding. I'll be there.
So, yeah, so it was a great day overall. Oh, and then, Jen, you and I went to the Connecticut Black Heritage Ball, which was a great time dancing and the award ceremony. But most of all, we danced a lot. So I danced
a
long time. So I danced until my feet hurt and I could barely walk to the parking lot of the car. Yeah, I could
barely
walk.
She's not lying.
She
got all Mississippi on us. You want to tell me what she did, girl? She went straight Mississippi on us.
Look, I don't care. I'm not ashamed. I am not ashamed. Tell you, no, my feet was hurting. I need to take my shoes off. Hello.
She took her shoes off. She was walking around. I was like, girl, we're not in Mississippi. She was like, you can't take the country out the girl, blah, 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 whatever you said. I was like, I hear you.
You can take the country out of the girl. But you can't take the girl out. No, you can take the girl out the country. But
you can't take the
country
out the girl.
The girl
out the okay, there you go.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. I'm telling you, it's the truth, though. My feet were hurting. Look, the only reason I put my shoes back on to come back to the car was because the garage floor was all wet, nasty, some parts of it. I was like, okay, yeah. I can't step in that. I got to put these shoes back on and hurt myself. And even then, I couldn't even walk straight, you notice? I'm like, let me try to pull pants to make it to the car, like, like so it wouldn't look like I was getting my feet. Started. I'm like, oh no, I can't have that.
Too much.
That's just crazy now. Yeah.
It was definitely fun.
Oh my gosh, this Freestyle Tuesday, everybody. Feel free to call in, say what's up, share what's on your mind. 323-792-2900. But right now, we're gonna play one of our played in a while. Bruno Mars. Get up right now. We know it's late. We have a party. Get there in your bedroom.
I'm
wherever you're listening. All right. Welcome back,
all right,
everyone. Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven. I haven't heard that one in a minute. But
right.
Listen,
I love that
now. This is disturbing. So I just got this text from my sister from Atlanta Daily World. An article written today, it says, Atlanta, the number one city for new HIV/AIDS cases, OMG.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah. Folks, you better be on the lookout. Better be on the lookout. Watch out. Protect yourself. I mean, at one point, they were number one anyway a while ago, and so now it's just kind of resurfacing. And then Mississippi is high on the list, too. So, won't be hooking up nobody.
Remember when we were working for the mayor's office, New York was number one. That's like 10 years ago. It's now
that's
warm.
Right. Right. But Atlanta and Mississippi is high on the list as well. And speaking of that, too, there was also this picture that she sent me earlier saying that there was like these cases of like these oranges that came in from Libya. I didn't even know we got oranges from
Libya.
Libya?
Okay.
So it was saying that so they were showing that there was like some blood that was injected into some of these oranges. Yeah, it says the immigration services of Algeria recovered a large quantity of those oranges coming from Libya. These oranges were injected with positive tested HIV and AIDS blood. Please share this message and warn people. No, I'm not. In oranges, girl.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
there's a real article because I remember you sent me some articles about Beyonce.
Well, I don't know. She found it somewhere, and then she well, that was a crazy one. That was a real long crazy one about all the stuff Beyonce did. It was a little bit extreme.
No, but you believe it. She sent me this article talking about. She's like, oh man, Beyonce doing her thing, man. Look at this article. And I'm reading it, and it's like Beyonce dropped 20 albums last night. She did a whole album fashion show. She did this. She did that. She started her cartoon. I'm like, what this thing, y'all? I'm reading like, oh man, she's doing it. I want to do it just like that. And I'm like, you're reading the same. No, she's like, no, it's real. I'm like, girl, you ain't serious.
Right, it was like she started a baby line, another clothing line. She wrote a book. So she wrote two books on the something, something history of whatever and women. I'm like, I guess I just wanted her to be doing it. Right, but then after I called Dad, I was like, yeah, that kind of seems unrealistic.
So strong, right?
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Man.
Oh, Maria.
That was funny, though. And plus, like, because what really got me going was, like, there was, like, two other girls that I knew from this other group, and they were believing it, too, and they were really into it, like, yeah, can you believe that?
You was like, no, because someone else sent it to me, and they told me, no, someone else put it. I'm like, yeah. Or three of y'all. I need to sit down somewhere.
I mean, yeah, I guess all wanted it to be true, but hey, whatever. Beyonce still got it going on, I guess.
She sure does.
Yeah, right. And then it was like, when would she have time to, like, be a mom and do other things? Like, okay, yeah.
She had the baby strapped to her back. She's superwoman.
Like, she really got an S on her chest. Oh, my gosh. But that was really funny. It was a great laugh. Thanks a lot. Save the date for the second annual Bad Girls Conference. Bad Girls is Blessed and Delivered, a really inspirational, positive conference. So check us out. I will be working on the website, thebadgirls.org. And you can find more details. I'll let you know when it's on Eventbrite. So if you are in Connecticut and surrounding areas, then please make your way up to this. Like, for real, though. Please. Okay.
Gotta make it happen.
Let me tell you, I was in the soul food restaurant today. I shouldn't be telling y'all this, but yeah, I was. I'm not supposed to be there.
You went in.
Afterwards, you know, I was like, man, let me just pass out my cards, you know, and just tell people that I wrote a book. Let me just do that. Because, you know, you got to promote. You got to promote yourself.
That's how you do it. No, go ahead.
Exactly, right? So I was like, I'm just telling. And there were two guys at the table. There weren't too many women in there, but I was like, I'm still going to do it. Like, maybe they know women. Of course they do. Like, either they got daughters or they got, you know, girlfriends, wives, whatever. So I walk up to the table. I tell these guys, I say, here's my card. My name's Marisa, because they had got done. So, you know, I had my eye on them, too, for a minute. And the guy was like, oh, girl, I thought you were just trying to give us your number. Way if you're trying to hook up. I was like, but I did it once and the guy never called me, so I never tried that move again. So it was funny, but I ended up talking to the guys and they were really cool. We knew a lot of the same people and they were actually at the ball that we were at Saturday.
Well, Connecticut is small as heck.
You're right. It has to be, I know.
Right? Everybody knows everybody out there.
He was I didn't see you at the ball. I'm like, I didn't see you either. And then, like, they knew my pastor, and they go to this church, and I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah, everybody definitely does know everybody. We've actually been to a couple events that we were all at the same place at the same time. So it was kind of cool.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, and then I was like, I have to do this everywhere I go. So moral of the story is, you know, don't be afraid to go up and talk to people and then introduce yourself and promote, because you never know what they do, who they know, how that's going to translate for your benefit in the future, you know?
Exactly.
You just got to go for it. You just got to be ready to talk to folks. That's all. That's the bottom line.
Absolutely.
Especially when you have a product or service that you want to promote, you know. You can't be shy.
You got to believe in your product.
Absolutely.
If you want to get out there and you want people to know about you, you cannot be shy. Be like Marita.
Like,
we kind of did a little bit of that at the ball, too, remember?
Wait,
no,
say that again?
No. You're nowhere near close to shy, girl.
You were bold because you told that guy from the jazz band that we had a radio show. So I wasn't even thinking about that. And I'm like, oh, right. I just thought he was cute. So we did have an excuse to give
her
a
call. Here's the backstory. Here's the backstory. Marina was like, he's kind of cute. And I'm like, yeah, he is. And she's like, damn, maybe we should talk to him. And I was like, maybe. And I was like, all right, you know, let's go up there. So we just walked over like two groupies. We were like, hey, you with the band? Like, yeah,
I know, right?
What do you play? And then we were like, let me get a card. Let's get a card. And he didn't have one, but he gave us one from some other guy. We were like, wait, no, that's not what we want. And I was like, you know what? We got a radio show. We could feature your band and blah, blah. And she was like, oh, wait, let me give you my number. And we're like, okay, now we're talking.
Yeah, so he gave me his number, his email, and then he started following me on Facebook the next day. So,
all right.
Same request. And then I said, hey, you know, it's great you. And then I was like, I'm going to be in touch in a couple of days to set up that interview with you. And he was like, awesome. Great meeting you, too. Talk soon. So,
wait.
Yeah.
Well, if he's listening, that's kind of embarrassing. He's just saying,
hey.
You.
Well, look. Hey.
Hi. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, and if he's not listening,
well,
we'll
anyway.
Hope he never goes back to listen to this archived episode. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, I mean, true true. If you're listening, you are cute. I was just saying, but we definitely think your music is cool. We want to, we do still want to feature you on the show. So,
your music was pretty good. It was like a live band, and they were really, really, actually really good. And it's, you know what, these days, there's not so many live bands that sound good. Everyone's like singing, you know, there's electronics and stuff in the back and everything, but these are like actual real players, and they just sounded great. So we definitely want to feature them.
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh, wow, I'm telling you, time really flies. I feel like maybe because we lost a minute.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. We've got, like, three minutes left. This is crazy. Let's see. What else is going on? Anything fun going on?
Well, we got a lot going on, actually. We're driving down.
What? No.
We're going to Mississippi.
No.
I'm
going
to come back with an accent.
Hey. Wait a minute.
What?
Let's change the subject right now, Jen. I'm looking at something and I'm like, wait a minute, let's not talk right now.
No, I see it. Well, I'm gonna be traveling to DC tomorrow, which is pretty exciting.
For your
I'm
job,
gonna do,
right?
Yeah, so I'm gonna be out there like for the rest of the week, so like probably Sunday, I think I'm coming back. But anyway, it's gonna be a lot of fun. It's gonna be my first time out there for work, and I'm gonna meet like a lot of new people. I'm hoping to go into the White House. I'm supposed to meet like some Congress people and whatever. So it's a little boring, but it's still something a new experience. So I'm a little excited about that. And it's a long trip, a lot of meetings. It sounds a little boring, but something definitely to try out.
Speaking of the White House, Malia Obama was supposed to be at Yale today. She was supposed to be at my job and making a stop at the Beinecke Library, exactly where I worked at. You better believe I was waiting, and she never showed up. I can't believe.
Really?
She never showed up. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute, what? They was like, yeah, the PR guy was talking about it, and he was like, yeah, she's supposed to be here today, but I don't know exactly what time, and he gave me, like, a time frame, but, again, and we saw the Secret Service, like, the black SUVs and everything.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Cool.
So, yeah. Oh, you know what? Time is definitely running out. But listen, guys, it's been a fun, crazy night just now. But, listen, we will see you next Tuesday at 10, okay? Listen, if nobody told you they loved you, guess what? We love you right here on the Late Night Girls, and more importantly, God does too. Listen, follow us on Facebook, okay? Like our page, The Late Night Girls. And listen, baby, peace out. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.